7 The Star, good morning. And for those of you that listen to the show regularly, you've probably noticed a pattern that things don't seem to go so simply for me. I have a lot of life fails. And in the last 24 hours, I've had a massive life fail. So basically, I've put my shoulder out this week and I went to the massage therapist and she did a fabulous job, fixed it up, made it feel a lot better. But she suggested that I get these salts and have a bath in them and also get some deep heat. So I said, yep, no worries, I'll go and do that after. So I went down to the supermarket and my shoulder and the back of my neck is so sore. I thought, normal deep heat's just not going to cut it this time. I'm going to have to get extreme deep heat. Now, on this, on the actual tube, it said extreme. That's how extreme this tube was. So I thought, yep, that'll do me perfect. Got my salts, off I went. Went home. Had a bath in the salts. It really did work. I felt a lot better. Got out of the bath. Went. I had the tube sitting on the kitchen counter. So I'm going to have to be quite tactful about this story. I got the deep heat, rubbed it into my shoulders. Within 5 seconds of rubbing in, I was screaming in agony. My shoulders had swollen up. Russell's rushed in. He's grabbed my towel and he's soaked it in cold water and thrown it over my shoulders. And Russ, kudos to you. That is my partner. So great in an emergency situation, quick to react. And it did soothe it a lot. But then I've whipped around and realised that I'm stark as in front of our glass window, the shades weren't drawn and people can see right in. So I've immediately covered myself up. Now that created a whole nother problem because I've still got this extreme deep heat on my hands. So yeah, anyway, I was in a world of trouble. Anyway, when everything calmed down and I managed to cool down all of me, I read the label and I thought, what is going on? Have I had a reaction here? And on the label, which I wish that I read, it said in bold letters, do not apply directly after a hot shower or hot bath. I wish I had read that label. And also, there was a little disclaimer on there. I can't believe they put it on there. They probably didn't need to not put deep heat in certain places. Yeah, I ignored that one as well. Definitely paid the price for that. But 13, 12, 16, when have you had a massive fail because you didn't follow the instructions or you didn't read the label? 13, 12, 16, please help me feel a little bit better here.